Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign, and today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. First of all, can you tell me, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No, okay. And with which political, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to
vote.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or other one?
Independent.
Okay. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No?
No.
So, can you tell me, what is your main racial background?
My main what background?
Yes.
I mean, my race?
Yes, your race. I mean, African-American or Black, Asian-American,
no.
White, or...
No. We're other...
Okay. And can you tell me, what is your age?
53.
Did you say 53?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Okay. And now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably.
No, we are definitely voting for the Republican. We're definitely
okay,
voting for Republicans this year.
Got it. Now, I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Carolina Amnesty.
No, we don't know her. We just moved to Florida.
Okay.
We don't know most of them.
Okay, got it. Then we have Erin Huntley.
I don't know.
Okay. The next one is Scott Boyd.
I don't know.
Got it. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
What did you say? Kamala Harris. Yeah,
yes.
I have a very unfavorable opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, worst opinion ever.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Leonard Spencer.
Not another person.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the
Trump.
Democratic
we're
candidate?
We're already going for Trump. We're already going to go for
okay.
Trump because these people screwed up America.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Oh, yes.
The Republican candidate?
Oh, we are definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty,
no.
The Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina
yes,
Amnesty?
We are definitely voting.
Okay. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amestik will face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amestik has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amestik, the Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or just probably
definitely
voting for
voting.
Carolina? Okay, thank you.
No, we're definitely voting.
Now, okay, thank you so much. And now, due to State Representative Amestik's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for the seat. So now, I'm going to ask you about two potential Republican candidates who could run for in the November election.
Okay.
Today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Republican candidate, again.
Okay. And again, I'm sorry, would you say you are definitely or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
We would definitely vote for him if that was the case.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
We are not voting for a Democrat at all this year. This election, we will not vote for one Democrat.
Okay. So would you say you are definitely or probably voting for Scott Boyd?
Definitely.
The Republican candidate.
Definitely okay. Voting for a Republican candidate.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for the answers. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
I voted for Donald Trump last time.
Okay. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Republican? Usually vote Republican?
No. I do not. I do not vote across the board Republican. I do this year.
Okay.
But that's not normally how I vote, no.
Okay, so did you vote as for maybe Democrats as you do Republicans? Usually vote Democrats or always Democrat?
I vote middle of the road for who I think is best. So sometimes it's Republicans and Democrats.
Okay, got it. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I think that I'm a moderate.
Okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay,
I really appreciate your time and your help. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.